Good afternoon. It's around 1 p.m. here in California. Right now I'm home watching the Tour de France, and surprisingly, there's a breakaway in the last 15 or 20 kilometers, and includes the yellow jersey and three Astana team, including Lance Armstrong, and no Contador. So it's gonna be might some change in leadership in the Astana tomorrow, and Lance could be in the third place and could be in the yellow jersey after tomorrow. Wow, that's amazing. Anyway, it's on Versus. I'm glad they're showing it on high def, because last year it was like a regular. So anyway, that's it for now. This is Vallejo Boo. Thank you. He's trying to open up as much time as he can over the rest of the field in the Tour de France. We are looking here on the right of the face of Mick Rogers, one of three riders in the Escape, who has a lot to gain tonight on Team Colombia HTC. The other one is Lance Armstrong, Cancellara.
Yeah, Team Colombia, it's a California team. Yeah.
Who started the day 40 seconds behind him in 10th place. He'll still be 40 seconds behind him, but he will be up to third place in the race. And the man who'll split them will be Tony Martin. Rogers, having to recover from a time trial that was a problem the other day in Monaco, would likely be up to fourth or fifth with everything to race for as we head to the mountains.
I have a feeling that in that main field, Phil, now they are starting to get a psychological slap in the face. A little bit of disorganization. You can
psychological slack. I like that. I like British commentator. In golf, in cycling, in tennis. Oh, man, much better than the Americans. Anyway, that's it. Bye.